And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Goes like, whew, from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I'm talking about all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains we call Auburn. And oh, yes, indeedy, big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi also thrown in just for good measure. All right, so I'm gonna call an audible. I just kind of dabbled into the Transmania thing that I'm not going to go into in great detail because I'm going to go ahead and call it straight to dipper number three. We're going to woke words. So this was inspired by this morning I realized that Lake Superior State University, Lake Superior State University came out with its 2025 edition of the Banished Words List. It's a tongue-in-cheek thing they do, and I mean, I kind of enjoy it. But it's basically, they take submissions all year long from other nations, even the English-speaking nations especially. They've been doing this since 1976. So it's not like it's a new woke thing or something like that. No, it's not. It's actually not woke at all. But they come up with the words that people are the most tired of. Like, please, can we stop saying that? And so a few of the words that are on the list. They want people to stop saying sorry, not sorry. That one's new on the list for 2025. Stop saying sorry, not sorry. Another one is the acronym IYKYK. You know what that is?
If you know, you know.
Apparently that one is sick. How about ERA? Taylor Swift has worn that one out. They want that one gone. So ERA is gone. And then, I mean, I look at some of these and I don't even want to read them out, but I don't know that I've heard anybody say the word skibbity. Have you? Is skibbity a word? It is a word?
Well, it's in like the generation younger than me. You know, it's like the tweens use that word.
So it's what is a skibbity? What does it do? What does it mean?
I don't think anybody knows. It's just a meme at this point.
Okay. So it's just a thing that got viral.
Yes.
All right. So the Banished Words List is out. But then I got to thinking about, okay, and you can check it out, by the way, Lake Superior State University Banished Words List. And I'm sure you have some of your own. Then I got to thinking, the wokeness, the fact that we've got this cultural phenomenon called woke, which is really just liberal progressive nonsense so often. It has its own gobbledygook, right? It has its own jargon, its own like communications that you have to use their words. And they're insistent too, aren't they? It's like the pronouns. It's like their names. By the way, here's a woke term just in itself, dead naming. Don't you dare call a transgender by what they used to be called before they were allowed to be transgender and live their truth. Oh, by the way, can we stop saying live their truth? But I love the fact that Sarah Huckabee Sanders, as governor of Arkansas, I don't know if you ever saw this, JP, I got a copy of it in my hands. She actually issued an executive order and ordered that there were certain woke phrases that would not be allowed in any state documents, period. Things like, we will not say pregnant people. We will not say pregnant person or pregnant women or pregnant mom. They're just pregnant because there's only one kind of person that can get pregnant. We will not say chest feeding. Oh, God, that gets all over me. We will not use the phrase human milk. Oh, my gosh. We will not talk about birth givers. We will not use the phrase menstruating person. Arkansas is leading on this right now, by the way. I want to know, does the state of Alabama have any legal document that uses the phrase menstruating person?
I doubt it.
Better not. But I've got an entire glossary here. I've got a number of documents here. In fact, I keep a file. And every once in a while, I remember I have the file. I have this one. It's called the Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Glossary of Terms. Do you see how big that is?
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is roughly, it's like size 8 font, 30 pages long. Pick a letter. Any letter. Let's go through the glossary of terms. Pray tell, what letter would you choose?
I'll just start right at the top. I'll go A.
Oh, let's just pick right at the beginning. Ableism. Ableism. The belief that disabled individuals are inferior to non-disabled individuals, leading to discrimination. It's ableism. It used to be called discrimination. Now it's ableism. All right. Another A. Acculturation. I don't know what it says. It's basically the general phenomenon of a person's learning the nuances of being initiated into a culture. It can carry negative connotations, referring to the attempt by dominant cultural groups to acculturate members of other. What does that even mean?
I don't. All I heard was a word salad right there. I don't know how to dissect that one.
Pick another letter.
L.
B is full of good. So L. Let's see. Let me flip back to L. L, M, use your alphabet fill, go back to L. L, I got things like in L, I've got, have you ever heard of lines of difference?
No.
Lines of difference, L. A person who operates across lines of difference is one who welcomes and honors perspectives from others in different racial, gender, socioeconomic, generational, regional groups other than their own. Well, that's just called being a good person.
Yeah.
But now it's called lines of difference.
Lines of difference?
L-I-N-E-S, lines. Hmm. Lines of difference. There are lines of difference, and I am willing to reach across the lines of difference. Whatever. Pick another letter. Come on. Any letter.
I.
Okay. Oh, I could go all day on I, apparently. I could do imposter syndromes. I could do inclusive language. I could do indigenous peoples. I could do, how about intercultural competency? Intercultural competency. JP, are you interculturally competent?
I don't even know how to analyze if I am. I don't even know what that means.
A process of learning about and becoming allies with people from other cultures, thereby broadening our own understanding and ability to participate in a multicultural process. Good Lord. That's called just like being a good neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pick another letter. I'm gonna pick it for you, W.
I was just about to say W.
Because I'm a Williams. So W, oh, one of my favorites, white fragility. Discomfort and defensiveness on the part of a white person when confronted by information about racial inequality. And here's the thing. In that one, there's no win. There's usually no win with woke anyway. There's no win. If they tell you you're racist and you say, no, I'm not, you're defensive and that's your white fragility. If they tell you that you're racist and you accept it, then it's whiteness. Because whiteness is the broad social construction that actually embraces white culture, which could include racism.
So either way, you're bad.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder how many of these you could just put together.
Is white rage in there?
White rage? No. I don't know if that one's in there or not. But white privilege is.
Yeah, of course.
I'm looking back now and I'm seeing the T's, transsexual. What is transsexual? Transsexual.
Maybe that's a attack on conservatives trying to say that there's only two sexes. So it's like, oh, we're transgender and transsexual. I don't know. Or maybe it's a orientation. I'm not sure.
How about two-spirit? You know what two-spirit is? Mm-mm. It's a thing, man. Come on now.
I don't know.
That's why if you look at the acronym LGBTQ2IA, that's the two is two-spirit. Two-spirit. An umbrella term for a wide range of non-binary, culturally recognized gender identities and expressions among indigenous peoples. So basically it's Native American gay folks, I guess is what it is. You're two-spirit.
Interesting.
Whatever. You see, we got an entire, all right, listen, there's an entire glossary of woke terms that, I think the language of woke is dying off. I think it wore out its welcome. There will always be slang. There'll always be the Urban Dictionary. There's always going to be somebody who has a term you've never heard before. And old guys like me will always look at young guys like JP and say, what do you mean by that? That'll happen. Woke was different. Woke attempted to redefine norms. Woke attempted to redefine science. It attempted to destroy tradition. And in order to do that, you have to create new words. And then you sound very, very smart because you have all the new words. You know how to speak the speak. Listen, not that I want you to have to do this, but every once in a while, you ought to look at what the enemy says. Just go in, like, that's why Libs of TikTok is so successful. all libs of TikTok did is just literally show you what they were saying themselves. That's how it started. Libs of TikTok is now an entity unto itself. And all it did was start off by saying, and here's what they say about themselves. And that's all it is. But they try to create language to go with it because what does it do? It validates them. It's like the pronoun thing. Well, you know, you can't call me that. Don't you dare. Don't call me. My pronouns are they, them. No, they're not. And I'm not playing that game. Well, you have to use the right terms. So we're going to talk about BOPO today. What is BOPO? Body positivity. What does that mean? You feel good about yourself? Okay. Don't you dare try to bro-appropriate me. What does that mean? It's a man stole a woman's idea. What a stupid thing to say. That's called just stealing someone's idea. And so all I'm saying is they come up with the language because that's how they try to make the whole scenario they've created. The fabrications of their wokeness are now suddenly validated because they've got a language of their own. You don't have to use it. And I say, let it go by the wayside. I'm going to keep these printouts in a drawer like a Rosetta Stone. So every once in a while I can pull them out and go, what's that dude saying over there on Twitter? And I'll have to pull the Rosetta Stone out and flip to page 19 and see what the eyes say in my glossary of woke terms. Oh my gosh. Okay, that was woke words. Just so you know, woke words are real, but woke words are not real at the same time. Like skibbity. I don't even know what skibbity is. You don't know what skibbity is either.
I know. I've heard it maybe a million times, but
you have?
Yeah, it's a meme. It's a meme word. I think it's a good.
All right. So if I was walking down the street right now and I wanted to use the word, in what context would I say skibbity?
There's no that's
come on.
That's the whole meme of it. It's just a word. Like it's just a fun word that the younger than myself generation has liked it. Like this is like a middle school kid term.
Is this like Mary Poppins, bibbidi bobbidi boo? Is that what we're talking about here?
No, it's in the genre of brain rot. You don't even know what brain rot means, do you?
I'm just staring at you now. JT Lacey Spring says, dumbassery. He said, a person who sports the theory of woke and DEI. Yes, and we do have jackassery. That's certainly that. Hey, Shag Nasty the Atheist checked in. Says, George Orwell's politics and the English language has a lot to add to your current discussion. Thank you. And he also says, Shag Nasty the Atheist says, anti-intellectualism and corporate fascism are good little friends. Well, that was a neat little text. Thank you. And those are big words. TL from Huntsville says, in a meme, what's he got?
That's an article. He's talking about, read the text above
bird flu. Do what?
The text above it gives context to what he sent.
Okay, what was the text above it? It
says, back to the Butters and Lee aviation flu discussion. An avian flu vaccine is preparing for approval. See science.org article. Anyone doubtful about consuming vax chicken?
Yeah, no doubt. Yes. Red from Tony, Alabama says, I think I'm getting dumber the more words you read. Exactly. Robert from Ardmore just says, say skibbity, not libido. Spell check doesn't even know the word yet. Skibbity. Skibbity. I don't know. Out of all those, I kind of like skibbity. I may start saying that just to irritate you.
Please don't.
just because I see your face every time I say it.
Please don't.
Skibbity, 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 skibbity. John from Huntsville says, Phil, I wish they would banish the saying, it's what it is. Oh, that's my, listen, I can't stand that phrase. It's never is what it is. It is what you let it. Dave from Hazel Green says, skibbity doo-dah. It's zippity doo-dah, but yes. All right, listen, we're taking a break right now. Last break of the day. We'll come right back and put a lid on it. I'm just saying. I didn't say that, did I? Did I say lid? That's also a banished word.
A lid?
We don't put a lid on our day. That went out with the Biden administration. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.